It is one of our seasonal catch-up shows. First and foremost, I've got Billy Grant to talk about Brentford. To talk about Brentford in a variety of ways, but you can't talk about Brentford this summer without talking about Thomas Frank. And you can't talk about Thomas Frank, I think, without making Billy sad. And I don't like to make Billy sad because he goes out of his way to have a wonderful time and everything that he does at all points. But part of that wonderful time for many a year was brought about by Thomas Frank. Billy, and first and foremost, it must just be a blow to the support. I know everyone will be trying to look to the future, but what Thomas Frank has been for Brentford, you know, it's massive with the structure. We all know about Matthew Benham. We know that Brentford are bright people, but Thomas Frank has managed to be the heart and soul of it for a long time.
Yes, he has. And yes, I was pretty gutted, it has to be said. And all my mates are gutted. And, you know, I mean, we did a podcast. I actually did tell you something. We did a podcast, you know, Prada West London. And I actually opted out of it because I just couldn't talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And Laney and them lot went down by the river and they almost like had a therapeutic kind of, let's get this out of my system for a podcast. But I had lots of things going on and I just thought, I'll not be funny. I've done Talk Sport and people are ringing me up about it and I just actually don't want to talk about it for a few days because it's quite hard to take. The thing with Thomas is when you support a club like Brentford, you get used to your players coming and going because they are, you know, because that's just what happens, you know. You know, you get your players, you get them in cheap, they do really well and then people say, we got completely used to that. But in general, our managers obviously stay there a lot longer and they're part, an integral part of the system. Dean Smith, you know, he was there. Mark Warburton was the initial one. I mean, he wasn't there for that long, but at the time he did so much for Brentford. We loved him. And then he left. At the time, we were gutted. And then we found out what he was doing wasn't particularly very in tune with, he wasn't doing it for the Brentford, you know, for the Brentford. Well, what a lot of things that he was doing it for himself, not us. So he kind of left with some people thinking, actually, tell you something, glad he's gone, you know, because we need people who are behind us and basically kind of all pulling the same direction, where he wasn't pulling the same direction, he was pulling in Mark Warburton's direction. But then ever since then, every single manager that we got, well, other than, you know, Dijkhuizen, but we won't talk about him because he was a nice guy, but he just wasn't very good. Everyone, Dean Smith and then Thomas Frank, have been pulling in the Brentford direction, and Brentford have just realised the most important thing is finding somebody so we're all on the same side. We're all pulling the same way. We're all doing the same things. So Thomas obviously came in underneath Dean Smith for a couple of years. Very clever for Brentford to do that. Learned the Brentford way, learned our jokes, learned, you know, what we do, learned our habits, learned everything about English football until he slipped seamlessly into Thomas Frank and into Dean Smith's shoes.